Now is not the time to raise taxes on anyone, not job creators, not people who have just lost their job. It's important that we remove some of the volatility that's out there in the marketplace, and we send a clear message that the government's not raising taxes on these people.
President Obama wants to make the tax cuts permanent for low and middle income Americans.
Right now, we could decide to extend tax relief for the middle class. Right now, we could decide that every American household would receive a tax cut on the first $250,000 of their income. But once again, the leaders across the aisle are saying no. They want to hold these middle class tax cuts hostage until they get an additional tax cut for the wealthiest 2% of Americans. And we simply can't afford that. It would mean borrowing $700 billion in order to fund these tax cuts for the very wealthiest Americans. $700 billion to give a tax cut worth an average of $100,000 to millionaires and billionaires. And it's a tax cut economists say would do little to add momentum to our economy. Now, I just don't believe this makes any sense.
Obama spoke this afternoon in the White House Rose Garden.
So we don't have time for any more games. I understand there's an election coming up. But the American people didn't send us here to just think about our jobs. They sent us here to think about theirs. They sent us here to think about their lives and their children's lives and to be responsible and to be serious about the challenges we face as a nation. That's what members of both parties have now done with the small business jobs bill. And I hope we can work together to do the same thing on middle class tax relief in the weeks to come.
But with elections approaching, some Democrats are reluctant to let Bush-era tax cuts for the wealthy expire. Democrat Alex Sink, who faces conservative Republican Rick Scott in the race to be Florida's next governor, has said she wants the Bush tax cuts to stay in place across the board. But Democratic U.S. Representative Kathy Castor says this would be irresponsible.
They must expire. They serve only the richest 2%. That group was not called upon to sacrifice during the war in Iraq and during the deficit spending under the Bush years. And we've got to get back to a fiscally responsible budget.